much of this music that you've written doesn't sound like a stereotypical quote-unquote opera. Where does that sound come from?
You know, I'm a professional musician who was trained in the academy, as they say, you know, in college. But I grew up listening to, you know, Prince and Meshuggah, you know, popular music. And so the music that I create and the music that I play kind of blends those two worlds. I don't have a problem with it being called an opera or a rock opera or a concept album or whatever. The opera experts, I don't know if they're going to call it an opera or not. And so I think I don't really have a problem with people calling it whatever they want, as long as they listen to it.
So tell us, who was the real life Don Henry?
Don Henry was born in Dodge City, Kansas in the 1910s. He went to church and did all the normal things a young man in Kansas would do. And then he went to KU in the late 30s. This was at a time when Mussolini had come to power and then Hitler. In Spain, there was the threat of Francisco Franco, who was another sort of racial nationalist figure. And so Don and thousands of people from around the world, from everywhere around the world, became part of what's known now as the International Brigades. He went to Spain and he died fighting.
What was it about his story that made you think, okay, I got to write something about this?
In 2017 or early 2018 is when I came across his story. And in 2018, there's actually an article published by the Southern Poverty Law Center about how in 2018, more white nationalists were running for state and federal office than at any other time in modern U.S. history. And so I think that was a big part of what inspired me. I saw this story that was so close to where I was, not only in location, but in time. His story was in the 30s. My story, our story, is now, but a lot of the same things were happening and a lot of the same fears and anxieties were happening among working people. And so I was like, wow, I'm a musician. So what can I do to help right now in this moment? I'm going to make Don sing. I'm going to bring him back from the 30s and make him sing.
All that we've built, all that we've grown,
one of the ways that you tell this story is through what sounds like a 24-hour news channel broadcast. How did you come to that method?
I mean, I kind of thought it would be funny, to be honest. So I had to think of a way to put the listener in the 21st century for this story. What would it be like if Fox News or, you know, CNBC or, you know, one of these other 24-hour news channels covered the Spanish Civil War of the late 1930s.
Welcome back. I'm here with Duke Prospero, chair of the House Un-American Activities Committee. We're talking about this kid.
So what's next for this Don Henry opera? Are there plans to stage it?
I'm very lucky that my amazing friends and collaborators, Neil Long, who played Don Henry, and Gretchen Pilley, who played Solaria Key, they share their talents with me and help me get this opera recording out into the world, because not only does it serve as sort of the concept album version of the opera, but it also, I hope, serves as a sort of proof of concept, so that if I do meet somebody who has an opera company or knows somebody who has an opera company, I can say, hey, I have the whole thing recorded. Here's the libretto, here's the score, and here's all the music. So if any directors out there are interested, you know, hit me up.
That's Wichita State University music professor Frank Narut, whose opera Don Henry is available to stream on podcasting apps now.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough.